Welcome. This is Mark Avery. We are here with Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO. Welcome to this episode. This is actually our last episode of Shooting from the Hip for a while because we'll be preempted for Dayton Flyer football. So I'd like to welcome you to our last for a little while. This is Mark Avery. Jeff Pedro is out today. Sim Trainer is the sponsor or the creator of this show, Shooting from the Hip. Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training facility. We specialize in firearms training and firearms-related issues, including introductory classes for brand new shooters, recreational shooting, advanced tactical handgun. We have had a wonderful success with our First Shots program, which introduces new shooters to the shooting sports and the firearms activities and kind of break that bubble of mystery that sometimes surrounds firearms, particularly for the younger members of the family. Shooting sports is a great family activity. And so we have been able to do that with many families have come in and brought kids down to age 10. It's a great way to introduce your kids to the shooting sports. If that's not something, especially that you grew up with, perhaps you aren't that familiar with shooting handguns. And so the great way to do that is to go to somebody who has a lot of experience teaching folks. And of course, we think that's the best place to do that is at Sim Trainer. We do have a lot of activities, a lot of things to talk about this week. First, I would like to remind you of a special that we're running at the range, the Try It Before You Buy It program. You can gives you an opportunity to try out a gun before you buy one. And the way to get signed up for that is to call the range at 293-3914, or you can email us at radio@sim-trainer.com. And when you do that, we'll get back in contact with you because this program is by appointment only. We'll set you up a private session, and that's only $25. It includes about 20 minutes of instruction and the opportunity to shoot a gun or two or whatever it is that you're looking to buy. We'll include a box of ammo with that. If you decide you want to purchase a membership or take one of our classes, then you'll get that $25 as a discount against those other things as well. So basically, it's a 20-minute instruction, a free box of ammo, and it's a great way to find out the gun for you to, before you go purchase a gun, to find out whether or not the gun that you're thinking about getting is one that will fit you and will work for you and do what you want to do. So that's a real important thing. We've had several people that have come to concealed carry classes and they bought a gun at a gun show or at a local gun store. And try as they might, if you don't have a range available, it's really difficult to verify for certain that a gun that you're looking at is really well-suited to you. It might fit in your hand, but it may or may not be the gun that works for you and what you want to do. So the best way to do that is to shoot it. We do have several classes coming up. I'd like to let you know about the concealed carry class that we have on September 11th and 12th. That's from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And that also includes in the afternoon, or in the morning that time, will be the legal update. So if you are interested in finding out about what changes may have been made since you got your license to carry a concealed handgun, there's a lot of people that don't follow things as closely as we do here. And so if you'd like to find out what's going on and what has changed in the law since you got your license to carry a concealed handgun, you can sign up for the legal update. And that'll be at 9 o'clock on Saturday, September 11th. It's going to be about 3 to 4 hours for that section. And our attorney that teaches that class, you'll be able to sit in with the concealed carry class and find out what is going on, what has happened, any changes in the law, and get a refresher on the use of force issues and find out what is it that is appropriate and when is it not appropriate and what other force options or what other options are available to you in the case of needing to defend yourself from a violent encounter. So if you already have a license to carry a concealed handgun, that is a prerequisite for that course to take as a legal update, then you can sign up for that again at 293-3914. If you'd like to be on the show today, give us a call at 457-1290, and we will be taking your calls. John will be taking your calls and bringing you up onto the board. We do have a special guest that's going to be on the show here in just a few minutes. And if you have been following our Facebook page, which you can link to from our radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio, you would already know who that's going to be. It's Robert Owens, who is a candidate for Ohio Attorney General from the Constitution Party. We have, over the last 3 weeks, we have talked to several folks who are candidates from parties other than Democrats and Republicans, because frankly, there's a lot of folks that don't find out much about these candidates. And we think it's important, particularly to find out what their views are on the Second Amendment, on gun issues. And this is an opportunity to do that. So we'll be with him in just a few minutes. So if you'd like to, if you have some questions for him, you have some questions to find out what his views as Attorney General would be, give us a call at 457-1290, and we will get you on the air as well. There are a couple other things I'd like to let you know about before we go into that, and that is we have a First Shots class. We talked about that a little bit opening the show. The next First Shots class is next Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. It'll be at the range, so if you'd like to sign up for that, there's only about 5 slots left in that class, so you'll need to get in quick. Those do usually fill very quickly. We have another class on Thursday, September 16th. And that class is not as full, but there's still quite a there's fewer than half the slots are left in that class as well. So if you'd like to get in one of those two classes, if those don't work for you and you'd like to catch the next one, we'll have a class on October 2nd as well. We do have also a basic handgun class. If you are interested in finding out more about carrying a firearm for personal defense, maybe stepping it up a notch from what you learned in the First Shots, go to a personal protection caliber. And also for people who are looking to buy a gun and really have no idea what they want, what kind of firearm would be suitable for them, that basic handgun class is a great way to do that, because we include the use of the firearms. You just need to buy the ammunition for that class. For the First Shots class, we provide everything. You don't have to buy anything. It's just a $25 fee for the class, and that includes a free one-year associate membership to the range. So if there's any questions on that, you can call the range at 293-3914. And you can also stop by there. The range is at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just south of the river, across from the DP&L Maintenance Yard. Let's go out and talk to our guest for the show today. Robert Owens is our guest. Robert, welcome to the show.
Mark, thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you. There's a lot of folks, I think, that are starting to pay a little bit more attention to the upcoming election in November. And since sometimes it's difficult to get information about the other candidates, in general, most of the candidates that are not part of the Republican or Democratic tickets, and so you were not rated by the Buckeye Firearms Association, and sometimes it's hard for people to get information about that. So we wanted to open the lines a little bit, let people ask you questions, and find out what you think. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you... just to kind of give us a brief overview of why you're in this race, what is your position, and what would you like the people to, the gun owners particularly, of southwestern Ohio, where we are, but also across the state, what is it that you'd like them to know as about your candidacy for Attorney General?
Well, thanks, Mark. I'm in this race to restore integrity to the office of Attorney General. Specifically, what I mean to address is pay-for-play politics. Now, the term itself just means simply this, that politics in Columbus is largely governed by which special interests have the most money to throw at issues. And this is why we've seen, whether it's a Republican administration or a Democratic administration, more government, more waste, less efficiency, and really less justice. Now, what I can say to the specific gun crowd is that between myself, Cordray, and DeWine, I'm the only candidate running for this office that hasn't sought, screened for, and accepted an endorsement from the Brady campaign. I am a lifeline gun advocate. I have a concealed carry permit of Gun Owners of America and the NRA, and I've been advocating for a number of years the idea of using 10th Amendment state sovereignty as a way to push back against clearly overreaching aspects of federal regulation over gun ownership.
Okay. For example, what kinds of things do you see there might be a 10th Amendment challenge to?
Well, one of the best bills, I think, currently in the Ohio House is House Bill 315. What this simply says is that if a gun is manufactured in the state of Ohio and sold to an Ohio citizen, then none of the federal firearms regulations should apply. This would permit the manufacturer in Ohio of, like, select fire, three-round burst, AR-15s, these kinds of things that would be available to Ohio citizens. And I think this is critical because the concept of our Second Amendment rights was not just for the masked criminal at night or the ordinary criminal, but rather it was meant for the extraordinary criminal, most of whom wear suits and ties and do business in Washington, D.C. This was a check against government because they knew that a well-armed citizenry is the best assurance of liberty for the people.
Well, in fact, as I'm sure you're aware, the text of the Second Amendment reads very similar to that, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I tend to agree that we have seen many infringements over the last several years. And so what you're saying is that you believe that HB 315 would eliminate those, at least for guns manufactured in Ohio.
Yeah, and it, not only that, it's also a jobs issue. I mean, I've talked to manufacturers who say that, you know, they could manufacture fully automatic and, you know, three-round burst AR-15s and have them retail sales price for $1,500 brand new on the shelves. Well, the population of Ohio is over 13 million people. I think if we did that, well, we'd have manufacturers working three shifts around the clock to fill that demand.
Oh, I suspect that's probably true, yes. Let me ask you, we've got just about a little bit less than a minute before we need to take a break. So let me ask you just a little bit about some of the other bills that are currently pending in the legislature, like HB 203 and Senate Bill 239, which would take care of restaurant carry. And we have a caller on the line who has a question about restaurant carry, and we'll come to him after the break and let him ask the question as well. But just give us a real quick little overview about what you think of those and some of the other pending changes, how, as Attorney General, you know, how you might affect those.
Well, the Attorney General has some significant role in with gun ownership. In particular, the Attorney General is the one that writes the manual on concealed carry and really puts out to the police forces what's appropriate. Well, we're going to have a very pro-gun view of those things.
Okay. Now, we'll be back in just a minute. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Thank you, Uncle Ted, and welcome back to Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery. Jeff Pedro is out today, but we do have a guest on the show, Robert Owens, Constitution Party candidate for Attorney General in Ohio. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Thanks again, Mark.
Let's go out and talk to some of the folks who have called in. Jeff in Moraine has a question. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, sir. Kudos to Sim Trainer. I'm a CCW graduate. That's an excellent facility.
Thanks very much.
To everybody. Calling today about two pieces of legislation in the Ohio Congress and
okay.
House there, Senate Bill 239, and then also there is a new piece of legislation that's been entered into the House about concealed carry in workplace parking lots.
And so would you like to get Robert's view on those?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to get Robert Owens' take on those as an Attorney General candidate?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, not enough folks with CCW have been calling in to get 239 pushed through. And also, on the parking lot in the employer's area, I mean, I just want to make people aware of that.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Robert, what's your take on those, particularly HB 571, the parking lot ban exemption?
Yeah. Two, you know, very important pieces of legislation. Let me talk about first the restaurant bill, because this is an older piece of legislation. I think it probably has the best chance of getting pushed through if the House changes over in November. And this is very important because, you know, if you're going out to dinner, the fact that you've got to disarm yourself before you go out and have dinner at some place that serves alcohol, I mean, this is absolutely nonsensical. This just creates what I like to call criminal protection zones and does little else. The fact that we're not already permitted to carry in establishments like that is just silly because there's already laws about being intoxicated with firearms.
And there are laws about doing every other thing that the criminals decide that they want to do when they come into that place. If they decide that if they want to either rob the place or rob the people who are sitting in the restaurant, just collect all their wallets. Yeah, there's laws against that too.
Absolutely. And so the fact that Ohio law is structured to not permit that right now is bewildering, it's inconsistent, and it's just flat stupid.
Okay, talk just a little bit about the other bill, HB 571, which would allow people that have a license to carry a concealed handgun who work for an employer that doesn't allow them to carry on premises, that they would be able to then leave their handgun in the vehicle without retribution.
Yeah, you know, again, it comes down to whether or not we're going to create these criminal protection zones. Now, I think on this particular piece of legislation, we do have to balance private property ownership rights as well. And again, we're not talking about government locations, and I would be a big advocate for saying that government should not permit any sort of legislation that bans people from having firearms. But again, we do have to be careful with private ownership rights as well. And so my position would be that, you know, gun owners should absolutely have a right, that we should, to the extent that we are going to have government infringement on private property rights, that gun owners should take the tact of dealing with these private property owners one-on-one to, engage them in the conversation, let them see the fallacy of their logic and deal with it that way. I know personally.
Okay, we need to take a break at the bottom of the hour. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRAnews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. We are glad to have you with us on this, our last show before the Dayton Flyer football break. If you'd like to call the show, give us a call at 457-1290. 457-1290 is the number here into the studio, and we will get you up on the board and let you ask questions of our guest, who today is Robert Owens. Robert is the Constitution Party candidate for Ohio Attorney General. And Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks again, Mark.
We're glad to have you back. Just before the break, we were talking about a couple of things, the parking lot exemption ban, and I kind of had to cut you off because we ran out of time. So let me let you finish. Tell a little bit more about the parking lot exemption ban. I think we were talking about personal property rights, and yeah, there's a balance that has to be weighed between the right of the individual who wants to carry a firearm and who works for an employer and the right of the employer to dictate what happens on their own property.
Well, that's right, and I think that any time we invite the government in to solve our problems, there's more of it creates more of a problem in the long run. What I have found personally is that when gun owners will assemble peaceably, go talk to private property owners logically about their policies, virtually always those policies get reversed. We've had instances where we've gone to various banks and other private institutions, talked to them about it, and by golly, if they didn't just rip down that sign right off their window and get rid of their criminal protection zone.
Well, I tend to agree with that. In fact, I've done that several times, and there's some vendors here in the Dayton area where I live that have taken down those signs because when they really understand what the implications are, they say, well, you know, this is kind of silly. I don't really want to do that. You guys are my best customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think from a practical political perspective, when we look at legislation, we really have to understand that the progressives find weaknesses and attack in mass, and we have to do the same thing. Right now, what I would say, the best bills that we should, as gun owners, focus our attention on are the Firearms Freedom Bill and the Restaurant Carry Bill, and put our attention at the state level into those pieces of legislation. And with regard to the parking lot stuff, I think that in large part we can deal with that privately with groups of especially prominent citizens going and talking to them, and we may find that we don't even need that legislation because reason will carry the day.
Well, one thing that I would suggest, and that is that there should never be a crime of existence while armed. And unfortunately, Ohio law does have a crime for existence while armed. If I go someplace that has posted a sign, it's not a felony. It's a fourth degree misdemeanor, but it should not be a crime. I mean, if they want to sue me for being there, or if they want to say you have to leave and I don't leave, then now we're talking about a completely different situation. But the way the Ohio law is currently written, people who have taken the responsibility to arm themselves to protect themselves and others are biased against by the Ohio law because nobody else can be charged with something like that.
Absolutely. And I guess what I would say, to the extent that we're dealing with being able to carry freely, I would say that our best thought would be to start with public places. The fact that we can't carry our firearms into a government building or into the state house, well, this is crazy.
Absolutely, it is crazy because in addition to the U.S. Constitution, a Second Amendment, we also have the Ohio Constitution, which protects the right to keep and bear arms, and the Ohio legislature and the governor has signed a bill that says, with our original concealed carry, it says, you can't carry in any of those places that the Constitution should protect your right to carry.
Yeah. Or, you know, a law-abiding citizen dropping their kids off at school, can't protect themselves, can't protect their children. Again, I think this is just absolute insanity.
Let's talk to Don, who's called into the show. Don, welcome to Shooting from the Hip.
Thank you, Mark. I enjoy the show each week. I had a couple of them. I think one of them you just answered, which had to do with if you carry into a place that's posted being currently a fourth degree misdemeanor where you could lose that weapon for a while and if they catch you. And there seems to be controversy about whether they would suspend your conceal and carry license or not. But, I was interested in the guest's position with regards to reducing that to simple trespassing whereby they could ask you to leave, but that would be the sum total of it.
Okay, simple. So like what you would have a civil trespass like you have if you go into a parking lot that's marked right now.
Correct.
Okay.
And the other was having to do with the role of the Attorney General. One of his primary roles, as I understand it, is setting up reciprocity agreements with other states. And while I would have to say Cordray is much better than Mike DeWine in terms of Attorney General, if I'm disappointed in anything in Cordray, it's that he has failed to really extend this reciprocity to other states.
Okay, let me put you back on hold and let Robert answer that question.
Yeah, well, I think that's absolutely right, that to the extent that we have any penalties for these things, it shouldn't be any different than any other, trespass when it comes to private law. Now, I can tell you that personally on concealed carry issues, I don't believe the government should be in a position to mandate and decide who gets to have the privilege to carry a gun. I'm in favor of an Alaska-style concealed carry, which is simply that if you want to possess a gun and you're not a felon, well, you have that absolute right, concealed, open, whatever the case might be, and the government's got no right to tell you no.
In fact, I would say if you are not in jail.
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. But if you want to get a permit so that you can carry a firearm to another state and there's reciprocity, well, I think that would absolutely make some sense. Now, in this particular race, as we go forward, I think the representative of the Republican Party has a lifetime anti-gun record that makes it clear he would be a horrible choice for Attorney General. And the representative of the Democratic Party has not done anything horrifically violating gun owners' rights, but has a significant track record. I mean, has been endorsed by Sarah Brady, has campaigned with Sarah Brady in the past. And one of the organizations that is perhaps the most anti-gun organization in the state FOP, who Buckeye Firearms even says is one of the top 10 threats to gun owners' rights, they've also endorsed the representative of the Democratic Party. And so I think what you will find is that when politicians run for office, they will tell whoever they're talking to what they want to hear, and they've got a silver tongue on the issue. But if you look at their track record and you look at the money behind them, you will see their true intents. And in this case, I think what you'll find is that the representative of both the Republican parties and the Democratic parties have an anti-gun bent that gun owners should be wary of.
I think that's something that absolutely everybody should consider, and quite frankly, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get you on the show, because I think you do present an alternative that a lot of people probably haven't heard about and don't realize that there truly is a pro-gun candidate available in this race between two Brady campaign-endorsed candidates.
Well, that's right. And I mean, gun ownership is not just something that I advocate. It is something that is part of me. It has been part of my entire life. And I advocate, you know, I mean, people shouldn't just own handguns. You should have a serviceable shotgun. You should have a serviceable, field rifle as well. I've got an SNFAL that I absolutely love. And I think citizens should consider investing in these things, because these are critical aspects of citizenship, and it separates us from every other country on the planet.
Let me ask you something that actually you brought up when we first started communicating about being on this show, and that is the concept of nullification. I find that to be kind of an interesting concept for someone who is running for attorney general to bring up as a topic. So let you just explain to folks what the concept of nullification is and what your position is on it.
Certainly. The best essay on nullification would be Jefferson's essays on the issues with the Kentucky resolutions and the Virginia resolutions, and I think citizens would be well to Google Jefferson Kentucky resolutions, Jefferson Virginia resolutions, and get boned up on it. Essentially, the concept is this, that the states have sovereignty. The federal government didn't create the states, but rather the states created the federal government and gave them very specific, limited, enumerated powers, and that's all they're permitted to do. And when the federal government exceeds those enumerated powers, the states have the opportunity to say, you know what, you can't enforce that here in our state. And so that's the concept of nullification. Now, with regard to the Obamacare, I was one of the attorneys that put through the Ohio Healthcare Freedom Act to essentially say, hey, no person in Ohio can be forced to have to buy any kind of health insurance if they don't want to. And this is an application of that nullification process that simply says, hey, federal government, you've overstepped your bounds. We're not going to permit that here in Ohio. Now, as Attorney General, I would enforce this concept of nullification on the health care issue. I would enforce this issue with regard to legal immigration issues, for example, what we've seen in Oklahoma and Arizona. I would enforce this issue on cap and trade as well. And in this way, as a state government, we can push back against a clearly overreaching federal government and truly retake our government and restore this concept that we live in a republic where we're free citizens.
Okay, that's a great summary of the situation, and I think it's important for people to understand where you stand on that, and I hope that they also ask the other candidates their position and find out just exactly where they stand as well before they go into the voting booth. We've got about a minute and a half left before we need to take a break, so I just want to give you an opportunity at the end of the show to find out, just to tell people what you need them to know about Robert Owens as a candidate for Attorney General, your position on Second Amendments, and other things that the gun-owning community, which is the primary audience for this show, would need to know before they go into the booth.
Well, I'll tell you, principally, when you look at gun owners, you're talking about upstanding citizens in their community that pay taxes, that take care of their children, that are employed, that have businesses, that employ others. And in this respect, the Attorney General's office is a critical office. Now, in 2008, I ran for this office. We smashed all records by non-major party candidates running for statewide executive office. We had over a quarter, or nearly a quarter million votes that came our way, and we're going to build on that in this election cycle. Give you some examples of what we've already accomplished. I exposed in 2008 the representative of the Democratic Party giving $11 billion in state business to a banker named Montford Will.
We got about 10 seconds.
And in exchange for illegal campaign donations. And when you follow the dirty money and you expose it, that's what's really going to make the difference in this office. And that's what I stand for, is getting rid of the special interest money and restoring integrity to the office.
Okay, thanks. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
This is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and I want to thank Robert Owens for having been our guest today. And I just wanted to, over the last several weeks here before we take our break for Dayton Flyer football, let people hear from some of the statewide candidates, find out a little bit more information as they get ready to go into the voting booth in November. And that is an awesome responsibility. It is a responsibility that people need to take extremely seriously. That requires understanding more about the individual candidates that are on the ballot. You know, so often we look at party affiliation and we say, well, I'm an R or I'm a D or I'm an I or whatever the party is that or non-party that you affiliate yourself with, and you say, you know, that one of those candidates is on the ballot, they must be okay, and I'm just going to punch the ticket for that one. And I think that our responsibility as citizens goes deeper than that. I think we need to pay attention to who it is that we're voting for. I think we need to get to know them better than you can find out by just listening to their ads and looking at what the news media has to say about it. And those are great sources, but they're not the only sources. Unfortunately, sometimes it's difficult for a smaller party candidate to get the visibility within the state that is necessary in order for people who are interested in finding out what they say to do. Now, fortunately, the internet has changed an awful lot, and you can find out much more information about candidates. Let me give you an opportunity to call the show here. We've just got a few more minutes left, so give us a call at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the air. I do want to remind folks a little bit about some of the stuff that's coming up at SimTrainer. We do have several classes that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but I just want to remind you about those. We have a First Shots class next Saturday afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. And after the 7 o'clock, we will probably add a rifle for those people who are interested. So if you've been part of one of our First Shots classes that did not include rifle and you'd like to swing by the range at about 7 o'clock, then we can also add you. We do ask that you call the range and sign up for that so we don't have too many people that are trying to do that all at the same time. We also have a concealed carry class the following weekend on the 11th and 12th of September. And if you'd like to get a concealed carry legal update, you can do that on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to probably about 1 o'clock. Then you can get that legal update, a good, clear understanding of the changes in the law since you got your license. You do have to have a concealed handgun license in order to take that class. And that will also give you a refresher on the use of force parameters. And if you did not have an attorney teach your concealed carry legal portion, then I can't emphasize enough how important that is and what a great opportunity it is for you to come and take our class and ask our attorney those questions that you would only get an answer, I'm not an attorney, and so you really need to contact yours if you want a definitive answer. So it's not legal advice, it's not considered giving legal counsel, but it is the right answer, and he does a great job with that. We also have a basic handgun class on the 18th. That would be in the afternoon from about 4 to 8 p.m., and again, another First Shots class on the 2nd of October. We also have other classes that are you'll be able to find on our website at sim-trainer.com. During this time when we're going to be gone and off the air, I hope that you will follow what's going on at Sim Trainer. If you would like to get on our email list, you can do that at our website at sim-trainer.com. I will add a link to the email subscription on our radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio. If you'd like to, if your question comes up and you'd like to ask us a question, send us an email at radio@sim-trainer.com. Go out to our Shooting From the Hip fan page on Facebook. There's a link to that on our radio page as well. And also, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast and you have some sort of an MP3 player that you download audio tracks from, you can do that with our Shooting From the Hip podcast link as well. There's also all the other shows are archived on our website, and you can listen to those. Just kind of a refresher of things that we've covered over the last year and a half almost since we've been on the air. Thanks very much for being a part of the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting From the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.